It's our high school girls track and field preview show here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk English Valleys girls track with the head coach for the English Valleys girls and boys track program this year, Becky Becker, with us here on KGRN. And coach, how do you feel about your team coming into a new girls season?
Oh, I feel really good. We have great numbers, biggest numbers that we've had for a while. Really good set of seniors and a core group of sophomores and freshmen that I think can really do some nice things for us this year.
That's great. I mean, how many people do you have out for the girls track team this year?
Well, I've got 21 girls out. So,
wow.
That's quite the jump from years past. So that's exciting because it allows us to mix some things up and fill pretty much every event. So that will be fun this year.
Wow. That's great numbers. What prompted everybody to come out this year? I mean, it's fantastic.
Well, that freshman class that we have at English Valleys this year, both boys and girls, is a solid freshman class that's done some nice things in their first year in high school and pretty much everything that they've been a part of. And so there's quite a few numbers of freshmen out. We've picked up a couple more sophomores. I think some of it is just, word of mouth, people talking about the things that we're doing and the track program and the successes that we're having. And so I think it's a little bit everything.
Well, great. That's fantastic. And you have a clear leader with Madison Shrimpy. What an impressive performance last year for her. Made it to the Drake Relays, which I believe is a first in English Valley's history, and did very well as a junior. Maybe a little bit disappointed about how she did at the state tournament, but that can only maybe fuel to her fire this year as a senior, don't you think?
Most definitely. She's got some pretty lofty goals. Obviously, qualifying for Drake is on that list again, and then, of course, making it to the state tournament and trying to get on the podium. And so in addition to that, she actually does throw a shot put, and last year she tweaked her wrist early in the season, and so pulled her out of the shot put just to solely focus on discus. And so this year, too, if possible, and we keep everything healthy, she's going to try and throw the shot some as well. So she does a lot of things. She works so hard at what she's done. Her work has paid off, and she's going to go on to college and throw in college. And so she sets the bar for what we want in the girls track program, and I think that there are others in the program that have the potential to have that kind of success.
Wow. Where's she going to college?
She's going to Buena Vista.
Okay.
She's going to throw and actually play basketball as well.
So, oh, wow. That is great.
Yeah, we had her signing day a week, I don't know, we could go 2 weeks ago, whatever. I don't know, the days run all together.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, that's what her plans are after graduation.
Oh, that's a beautiful school up there in Storm Lake and a beautiful area. She's going to love it there. And to dual sport with BV, with the Buena Vista Beavers, I mean, that's going to be spectacular. We know that she's great at the discus. And I had forgotten about her health, and you're right. I mean, even being 100% healthy, that when she was hurt last year, that might have even been in her back of her mind when she was throwing discus, worrying about tweaking this or tweaking that. If she's 100%, there's no telling what she can do.
Most definitely. And like I said, she's been working hard. We actually started doing some open gyms and open throwing stuff with the throwers right after Christmas. So she's been, working on technique and drills and things like that since then. She's pretty committed to making her senior season her best.
Right. So besides Madison, where else do you feel like the strength of this team lies?
I honestly think that mid-distance-wise, we're going to be pretty strong. I bring back two more seniors who have both had success. One of them was on the DMED team when she was a freshman that competed at state, Isabel Schneider. Isabel Fisher will be my other senior. Good leaders. I've had them both in other sports. Really excited. They do some nice things for us. I think as we get down the line, we bring in some freshmen that had some success on the cross-country courses, and Carly Sanderson. And so she will do some things for us. And then that freshman class is just deep and fast. I think that we've got a group of kids that, you know, Kaylee Axmier and Maddie Mikesell and things like that, that are, you know, that are going to be able to give us a big boost in the mid-distance range. And then one of my favorite races is the 400 hurdles. And I've got a young gal that actually I probably should have been running them as a freshman, didn't run them till late in the season, but has spent a lot of time in the off season going to clinics and things like that, and that's Hannah Marsh. And I really think that she could make some noise in the 400 hurdles. So we've got a well-rounded group that's going to be able to, you know, do multiple things and help us in multiple ways.
Right. Well, that's a name that we'll keep an eye on then, a sophomore, Hannah Marsh. With these numbers, what do you see from your relays? That's got to be exciting. You might be able to plug in a lot of different relays this year and mix and match and see what's best.
Oh, most definitely. This is exciting. It's the challenge of trying to make sure you put the best four people in the best position to be successful. And so that's what we'll figure out here, you know, early on in the season. It's so much, you know, fun to do that when you have indoor practices all the time. Thank you, Mother Nature. But that's the fun part for me of track, the technical challenging part of putting the right people in the right spot so that we can have success. And I really think we're going to be able to fill every relay. We're a little short right now in the distance, longer distances in the mile and 2 mile. I've got a couple of kids that are working some hip flexor issues, but we should actually be able to have some competitive kids in that as well. So I think it's going to be a fun year for the girls track team at EV.
Right. Wow. Well, I mean, if you're strong in mid-distance, then the 4x2, the 4x4 could be, even the sprint med could be your egg right there.
Yeah. I really do think that we could have a really solid 4x4 team. And, you know, sprint med is one of those hit or miss teams. Honestly, it's hit or miss relays. Some nights I like it and some nights I don't. So, it comes back to putting somebody who's super fast at ones through fours. Where do they plug in to be successful in a relay like the sprint med? So I've got a couple of kids that have that ability that can run ones and fours equally well. So then that, like I said, that becomes the challenge and the fun part of trying to figure it all out.
Right. Well, it sounds like there's a lot of promise here with numbers. It gives you more options, and it's certainly got to be exciting. You got to be excited to see what these girls can do this year.
Oh, most definitely. Just a good group of kids and fun to work with, and I bring a little bit of different things than what they've done in the past, and just these practices, they've been going hard, and they've been asking questions, and they want to, you know, they know that they're competitive enough to know that the potential is there for them to do some things and make some noise in the conference, and so they're ready, I believe.
Well, Coach, we're excited for you. Great to see numbers up there. Looking forward to the success of your girls track program here, and best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chris.
Becky Becker, head coach for English Valley's track. We'll talk with Becker next week as well in our boys track preview here on 1410 KGRN.